Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hey guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I'm Andy.
And I'm Kelly.
Oh, hello.
What a day.
Yes, so how was your week?
Oh my gosh,
I'm so confused right now. We don't record during this time of the day.
I know. So we got off work early. And we had such a good day today. We've just been cruising and caboozing. I don't know.
We had lunch together. We had crazy, maybe margs, not margs, Long Island marg mixes. Things.
Shoot, they were strong whenever they were. Oh, they were so good.
Yeah.
Had some sweets. Walked across to the bakery. Oh my gosh. It was
and then got
day.
Stuff for my pool.
Yeah. And then like a nice shopping, a little shopping trip.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now yes. We're recording before I have to get my kids from the sitter in school.
Yeah, and then we might get tattoos, so.
I was going to tell them. I was going to say we're going to do something later.
Oh.
Okay, well, she ruined it. No, we're recording on Friday the 13th. You guys will hear this, you know, the Monday after, but we are possibly going to get flash sale tattoos tonight. Should be.
Hopefully.
We just have to call and put our name down.
Yeah. So I hope everybody has a good Friday the 13th or had when you're listening to this. But I had a good week. What about you?
I have sweat so much this week. It's insane.
As we speak, I am literally sweating.
We've been running around. But no, we've been working on getting our pool up, like getting our yard ready for the pool, level on the ground, digging up dirt, laying sand, putting the pool up. Like, but the sweat is so good. Like, I would rather put up people's pools than do a regular workout because the sweat's been so great.
I mean, honestly, though, like, I don't know why I'm, like, one of those people that, like, I don't sweat very easily. I don't know why I said sweat like that. Sweat. But, yeah, so I've, like, this whole week, just because of how hot it's been, like, being outside and just doing things, I have been sweating. So I better lose, like, 90 pounds this week.
I've had to have lost weight this week because I've been doing, like, really good with my diet and taking my supplement stuff and pretty much working out, putting together that pool in the dead of the heat. We've done it every day after I get off work.
I'm currently drinking a Code Red, so.
We won't talk about it. But anything else interesting? I didn't have an interesting week because I've been putting my pool up all week. Besides today, we decided to go eat lunch and have drinks after work. We never do that, guys. It was nice.
I know. I had a really good week and like weekend. I don't know. I've made new friends. I've been hanging out with them. And
why can I not remember my weekend?
Supposed to do stuff this weekend too with some of them and go see art. And I'm like, oh, I'm just so happy. I don't know. I'm just really happy.
What did I do? I don't think I did anything.
She, on the other hand, is like, what did I do? I think you just did pool stuff. You were, like, outside working, like, pool
but
stuff.
But over the weekend? I don't think we did. What did we? I don't know. I'm so confused.
You guys were just...
I think we really just had a relaxing weekend
for once.
Yeah,
hanky-panky weekend.
Mm-hmm. He did wake me up in the middle of the night last night just to be like, it's so funny. It's never... It's always been the same. He will... just touch me and like kind of like see if I move. If I don't move, he'll wait a minute and touch me again to wait and see. But once I move, he's like, okay, it's on.
That spontaneous middle of the night stuff. Oh, great. I love that for you.
He felt very choky last night. He was like, I'm just gonna choke you the whole time. Okay.
That's
okay,
great.
I'm down.
That's really great.
That's wonderful.
I really do love that for you.
I mean, we've been so busy with the pool and just going to bed early. I will take middle night sex any night. I like it. A lot of people hate it, but I like it. I shall not name names.
I shall not hear her.
I've heard people say they don't like when you don't wake me up to have sex. Okay.
I worry about people like that because I'm
prude.
Like, please wake me up. I don't care if it's, I don't care. Wake me up. But I'm also a Scorpio, so like, hey. Any day,
very
any time.
Sexual.
Any day, any way.
I think, you know, and I wish I could say I had an eventful weekend coming up, but it's just pool stuff. The weather getting so nice, we're just trying to get the pool done and up and ready to swim as she flings her lid.
Off my mountain.
And you already shared what you're doing.
Yeah. Gonna go see some art. and hot. Do some things and enjoy myself. I don't know. Listen, I'm having the time of my life. I don't know. I don't really have anything to complain about this time.
I tell you what, though, this week has definitely made me feel better because I just love, like, I don't like, okay, it went from, like, cold to hot. There was no, like, medium.
I
know.
And I hate, like, I literally hate the heat, but I'm just thriving right now and I don't know why.
And I'm the opposite. I love the heat. I'm like, oh, it's hot. Let's go.
No, I'm like a fall girl, 100% through and through.
Oh, I'm like late spring, early summer. Not late summer. That's hot. But with the work schedule and me getting up at 6, like, the mornings have been so beautiful, though, like, oh, low 70s.
God. This morning was amazing.
I've been driving with the windows down, and my son, he's so funny because he's so backwards in the car, so when I look back at him, I just see his hair blowing in the wind, but I have the panorama roof open and all the windows down, and he is head banging, hair blowing, playing in his hands around. Oh my god, he
loves
it.
That is your child through and through.
I'm like, yeah, let's go. Oh, my daughter loves the windows down, too. But he was so funny yesterday because he was screaming after we got in the car. And
I see so much of both of your kids in you. Like, I swear.
I don't know if it's good or bad.
No, it's all the good.
She's got my attitude, so that's not good.
But she's like a savage sag. You know what I mean? She's a sag. She really is. A Sagittarius, so she's got that, like, sass. But I love it. She's, like, she's definitely like her mother.
Yes. You know, now we're sitting here talking and I'm thinking. And we talked last week about having
I'm just thinking with
that shit. No.
Okay. I was listening to Kevin Gates on the way here.
Of course you were. That's why you started taking it. How we were talking last week about having a guest on here to, you know, just share her life because she's just crazy and fun.
Yes.
It makes me think over summer, like, the fact that I can, like, maybe move the equipment around and stuff, mm-hmm. and be outside or wherever because it's not cold. I would like to have more people. Like, I know we said something about having someone that was, like, knew astrology, but, like, anybody else that has, like, a really interesting sex life or an interesting career or something, it'd just be cool to have them on here.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Either here in person with the mic with us or, video chat.
Listen, a couple of my new friends, I will ask them and see if maybe they'll be interested because they're really open, and a couple of them have some wild, like, stories, so we definitely have to
we got some deets today.
Yes. So we'll have to definitely, like, have some people on and do some
stuff. Seriously, if you guys want to be on here, and it's like, you don't want to just be on here to be on here, but you want to be on here because, like, there's something interesting, totally message us, text us, DM us, anything. We'll consider putting you on here.
We'll have to have our buddy M-Dog on here at some point, too.
Yes. She's got to be because we
our number one fan. Her. We love her. And she, like, recommends, literally, so I, you know how I had that spicy party that I went to? I think we talked about it in the last episode. Spicy party I went to that she was hosting or her sister was hosting. So she literally, while I was there, she was, like, telling everybody, she's like, go listen to her podcast. It's so good and whatever. Like, just out here just selling us. And I am so grateful. She's just such a good friend. And I'm so glad that, like, you know her now. And, like, we're all friends. I just love it.
She knew me very well before I knew her.
I know. Yeah, she did. She found out a lot more about you from this podcast.
Anybody that meets me through here knows me better than I know them.
I knew you guys would mesh well, though, because you're both Cancers. And, you know, I love my Cancers. So you guys are the apple of my eye, my little naughty devil on my shoulder friends.
Us water signs got to stick together.
We do.
Listen, I love you Pisces out there, too, okay? I
just... so are you in. Some I of love you the women.
I don't know. I don't have any. I like Pisces all the men.
Women, though, are amazing. They're badass.
I haven't met a Pisces man I don't like. Maybe Cancers mesh better with Pisces.
Okay, so I like Pisces men, but the problem is that romantically, not a thing. Because, like, the ones that I've personally been involved in, like, they, like, love bomb you, and then they just, like, it just fizzles so quick. It's like, it's literally love bombing, and I don't know why they do it. I don't know if it's just me, but, like, we don't mesh well together.
Oh, well, I dated one Pisces, and it wasn't love bombed, so I don't know.
Well, I think maybe if I got to know them first.
We're still friends.
Yeah. I mean, I do. So I have Pisces male friends, but I think that they're better for friends for me. We just don't mesh romantically, so it is what it is. Hmm. I don't hate them.
Cancer's
they're not the worst
trying to mesh with everybody.
I know. And we're, Scorpio is like the one sign that's like does not play well with others.
You gotta be like, what's your sign? Are you sexual? Okay.
But I'm not. I'm friendly. I'm a nice Scorpio, unless you cross me or my, you know, loved ones. You know.
Okay. Let's I feel like we're like little more speed talking.
I know.
Guys, side note though, I seriously am so excited for later today. If we really go get these tattoos, we called. There was a wait. They said they could put our name down. We told them what time we were coming. They said call later and put your name down. Blah blah. But we're excited, and we'll tell you guys what we can get once we get them. There's so many options to choose from,
so many choices,
and this is the first time I've ever done anything like this, so I'm super excited.
Not me. This is like my fourth go.
I know. I search out my tattoo artists. I search all their work. I look to see if they can do the one I'm wanting. I'm like so picky, but this time I was like, you know what,
I have a personality disorder, and I'm always manic. It always hits on Friday the 13th. And
well, and Mercury's in retrograde.
So I'm literally just like, yeah, let's do it. Everything. Cool.
I mean, I'm the one that suggested this. I was like, oh my God, let's go. And you're like, really?
No, I would literally probably get something tattooed on my forehead right now. Right. If and I one didn't of my sisters is going. Me. Like, so.
It's just like super exciting. I don't know.
I'm like the female Pete Davidson. That's like, you know how he just has like random like things on his body? Just like, that's me. I just get manic, and I'm like, hey.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I gotta like it. So which one do I really want to put on my body? Because I gotta like it. And if they'll, and am I gonna be able to hide it? That's the big question. Can I go in a secret spot? Okay. So, anyways, now that we've like, blah, 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 so today's topic is a little different. A little different. It kind of goes back to the beginning when we did this and shared things people had said to us, but. We've been, you know, sharing our opinion on things, giving advice on things, and then, you know, we did our crazy anal episode, and now, today, we're just gonna go back to being a little raunchy, and we will share ours, but we had asked listeners and friends, family, whatever, whoever wanted to answer us, the craziest places they've had sex. So, we are going to share this with you guys. Everything is confidential. We're not going to share any names except yes. Our own stories because mm-hmm. we were there. do we do ours first or theirs? Do we keep the suspense or what?
So listen, mine, I think
mine is so bad. I'd rather save it.
You want to save yours? I was going to say mine's really not bad at all, but we can, if you, well, we can say ours last. Mine's very short and to the point and there's not a whole lot to it.
Okay. She's got more than I do from people, so I can honestly very simply go through mine while she pulls up hers. Oh my God. We just got one, and it is such a long read. So we'll just have to read it out loud. So one of the ones I got, this is forever ago. I don't know why I was told this. I think I might have brought it up as like, we were going to talk about this at some point to somebody, and they're like, oh my God, I might as well tell you. But I know someone. She okay me to share this on here, who had sex on somebody's rooftop. No, not her own, not her significant other's own. Somebody else's rooftop.
Somebody else.
They were doing roof work. Started feeling, I guess, a little frisky. Maybe the weather was perfect, and they just had sex on somebody's roof. How they didn't fall, I don't know. Maybe the roof was a little flat in a spot. I don't know. But I'm like, oh my God, like that is so adventurous and sounds so fun. That's like, oh my God. But you know, I thought that one was really cool. A couple of people have said they've had sex in a park, which, you know, I've heard, you know, swing sets, slides, play areas. We've heard those. So, you know, kudos to you for being brave enough to do that, because that's kind of, I mean, not that mine was not any scarier. Less scarier, whatever. But, you know, there's that. And then I've been told the graveyard, which I'm absolutely petrified of the paranormal. So I would never do that. But, I mean, it would be like an adrenaline rush to have sex in a graveyard.
Oh my God. It'd be scary, but I would do it.
I don't know.
Like, I'm torn. So part of me is like, is that disrespectful, though? And then the other part of me is like, but, like, also, like, I feel like the dead deserve, like, a nice little show. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, they're dead. Why do they care? If I was dead, I don't think I would care. But also, it's like, if it's like somebody's family member, I feel like it'd be better at like one of the old, you know what I mean? Like an inactive graveyard.
Like a really, or any graveyard inactive, there's dead people.
Well, I mean like, I mean like a really old one, you know what I mean? Like one that people aren't like visiting their loved ones there, you know what I mean? Just like for more respect, I guess. So I don't know. So are you going to go ahead and share?
Do you want me to share hers?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love you. Okay. You only know who you are when you listen. All right. So a listener said that she gave a whole story with it, that her and this guy were together, broke up, and then they were getting back together and they were trying to keep it on the DL and didn't want anybody to know. So they, you know, had sex in like this abandoned Civil War house that was like haunted. So it like kind of made it spooky, which kudos to you, because once again, I don't do paranormal. I would have never done that. But at the same time, the adrenaline rush would have been like, ah. But my favorite part of her submission was she said, I've also been to a few sex dungeon parties where you can fuck on all these different themed, or in all these different themed rooms in front of 20 other people.
Oh my God.
Okay, one, a themed room. That's so cool and would be so fun. But in front of 20 other people? Oh my God.
You had to be super. Oh my God.
Like, go you. I could never, but like, at the same time, there's this part of me, and it might be because I watched that Sex Life movie or Sex Life show. I want to go to a sex party, but not. I don't want anybody to touch me. I don't want to touch anybody. I just, I'm curious about them. And so it's interesting to me.
So I was asking because I have a couple friends who have been to those, and they were like, basically, you can say like, hey, it's my first time here. Like, I'm nervous. And they have like security guard type people there. So like, if you're not comfortable or if somebody's like following you or like trying to ask you about stuff, they will kick them out because it's very much consent oriented there. And it's
that's
like
good though.
It's, yeah, it's a good safe environment. So you only do what you want to do there. They're very much about consent. So
I'm just so, so shy. I could never do anything in front of anybody.
I have to be drunk.
But I think it'd be cool just to go. I also, it's almost like maybe watching a porn. Like porn's, you know, some of that stuff is unrealistic to do, but like if you're at a sex party, that stuff is happening in front of you. That stuff is real. Like, yeah. Oh, she's doing that. I ain't never tried that. Let me try that when I get home. I don't know. I almost think it would turn you on to go watch this and then go, I cannot believe I'm saying this right now. Watch people have sex and then go home and be like, let's try that. But I mean, we're really comfortable with each other. So it's not like it'd be weird.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Huh. Is that your only story or do you have another one?
No. All my other ones, I didn't get backstories to. Oh my gosh. That was the only one that gave me a backstory.
Okay.
Other ones are just like, here, here, here. I'm like, okay.
So one of these is like a smidge longer. So you guys bear with me because this is the first time that I am reading this as I'm reading it to you. So just bear with me. I'm just going to be reading from the message that I was sent and censoring it as I go. So I was sent a message by one of our people and they said, so I'm at work. So I'm just going to give you a couple things off the top of my head. So I guess there's a couple different ones in here. So they said, my high school boyfriend and I had sex in a bunch of places because our parents wouldn't let us alone in our bedrooms.
Sounds like me.
Right. Literally, that's the same life I had growing up too. We weren't even allowed to have the door open and then be in my bedroom. So I had an old F-150 with a bench seat.
And oh my God, those things are so tiny. I'm sorry. I'm not going to interrupt you.
And if you push the seat all the way back, there's tons of room. One day we pulled off on the side of the highway to bang because we were going to get a chance. Oh, because we weren't going to get a chance for the rest of the weekend. That same truck, he tried fingering me while I was driving and he had to stop because I almost crashed.
Oh, well, yeah. That's
scary. Same guy. Our families camped at the same campground, which is how we met. And my family had a golf cart. We'd go off to the edge of the campground by the woods and would bang and do a lot of stuff there. We went on a date to the movies and the theater was mostly empty. We started touching each other. Then I ended up on his lap so we could fuck.
I've heard about movie theater sex.
I've heard, yeah.
I would. I'm too scared, but I've only I've only made out of movie
theater. Like a movie theater hand job, maybe. I don't know. Or even like
the way
a
the seats
job.
Are now, though. Like you're right. Together in these freaking recliners.
I know, right? Oh.
Oh my god, I love her life. I love adventurous sex. I'm all for it.
Okay, and this one says, this person and her had sex on a picnic table at a park next to a busy road one evening after a dinner date and walked around for a little bit naked.
In a park?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys can get a ticket. You gotta be caught.
Okay.
Good for you for not getting caught. That is like, couldn't they make you a pedophile because you're at the park naked?
I mean, technically, I think you can get, but they were probably young when this happened. Who knows?
Okay. I'm just making sure you guys don't get in trouble. I support all the crazy.
Yeah.
Just make sure you guys don't get in trouble.
Right. Yeah. Be safe.
I'm all for it.
I know. You can't even, like, pee at a park. If a cop sees you, you're going to get in trouble.
They say, like, horrible bosses. He's like, you're a pedophile. I peed in a park.
Literally. Charlie Day. Okay, so this one says, I hooked up with a guy in college. I was a freshman, and he was a senior, and he drunk texted me at, like, 2 a.m. I met him on campus, and we went into one of the buildings and had 24/7 access to, or that we had 24/7 access to, and we fucked briefly in the men's bathroom, then found an unlocked classroom and fucked for at least an hour there. And then he had a whiskey dick and wasn't able to finish.
Oh, God. That's so erotic to the point, like, what?
I know. It would have been hot if you didn't have whiskey dick.
Oh, I'm so ashamed of you, dude.
Okay, let's see. So, this one is one time they went to this guy's house and they had sex and they were on top and the bed was moving across the room. Must have been like on wheels or something, but the bed was moving while they were on top. And then when it had no more room to move, they said I accidentally broke his bed as he finished. And then I literally snapped the screws that connected to the headboard to the bed frame in half. So we were naked with a drill looking for screws, trying to fix it before his fiance came home and found out that I broke her bed. Oh, you guys.
I have a hard time. I don't support cheating. I have a really hard time with that one. Oh my god.
I am wondering though. I think.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Sex has a smell. I mean, unless he's throwing blankets in the wash real quick, you gonna know.
The bed broke. Oh my god.
Man, he was fucking going at you like a damn rabbit.
They were on top. I would have cried.
If you broke somebody's bed?
Yes. Like, and you weren't trying to have them find out?
I ain't gonna sleep with an engaged person, though.
Here's another one. So, this person said, it's her husband now, but their family was called into the hospital.
Sorry, guys. There's a dog barking.
Their husband was called into the hospital because, I guess, his great-grandma was really sick and about to pass away. So, they visited, and then they went to go to the cafeteria to eat, probably because you know how when you go to the hospital, there's like,
hold on,
nothing going on. So they said they went to go eat, but decided to take a detour to the bathroom together, and too many people kept knocking and walking by, so they went out to the car and used the car in the parking lot of the hospital where his grandma was actively passing away.
That's really sad. But who hasn't had car sex?
Well, the hospital.
But at the hospital, I don't know about that.
While the grandma is passing away.
Hey, everybody grieves in their own way.
But she said, she's like, knowing her as well as I did, she would have laughed her ass off at the fact, but I still feel bad. Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
I just spilled water.
Oh, my God.
You guys.
Oh, are
bunch
you
gonna, of freaks?
I know. Are you gonna share yours?
I can. Okay.
Oh wait, I have another one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm like going through my phone here and reading all of them. I had a lot of people reach out to me. I really appreciate you guys. So they have a couple. ones. So this one has to do with cucking. Okay, so they said, I dated this guy who swore it was normal that he was into cucking because he had been cheated on in every relationship.
She said cooking?
Cucking.
Cucking. I'm thinking... picturing cooking in the kitchen.
Okay, do we know what that is, or should we give everybody like a... Here, let me just explain. So if you don't know what like cucking is, or like cuckold or whatever...
I was going to ask if it was cuckold because I knew what that was.
Yeah. So it's people who are into their partner having sex with other people. Like
either in front of them or sharing with them.
Right. Either, you know, whether they're present for it and like watching you, or they're not present. So... just for an FYI, that's what that is. So
it was like an open relationship.
Right.
But so, sharing.
I mean, but some people don't want to partake though. They just want to watch. And like, you know how I had that guy that messaged me that he wanted to be in a relationship with me and he wanted me to hook up with other people while he was at work.
Yep. I remember.
But that. He's like, I don't want to know about it. He's like, I want it to feel like you're cheating on me. He's like, I get off on that. Like, and I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. So yeah. But just for an FYI, that's what that is. So anyway, they said dating this guy that swore it was normal, that he was into that stuff because he had been cheated on in every relationship. So it became a part of his idea of sex. Because we were extremely long distance, he would have me text random guys and get them to sext me and send pictures to me, etc. Now, I've always been really loyal, so this really felt wrong to me. It just made me feel dirty. But I'm super submissive to men, so I would go along with it. I felt that, honestly. I feel that. So then they said, and then one day it escalated. He got this idea for me to make out and blow one of my guy friends on camera for him. I asked him over and over if he was sure. He said yes. So I invited my guy friend over, started the video. He sat on mute, and I started hooking up with this friend. As I was blowing him, my boyfriend at the time sent a message telling me to fuck him. I was shocked and made sure he was serious. He said yes, and so I started to ride my friend, and then he hit it from behind. It was great. His dick was huge. Well, apparently my boyfriend thought I enjoyed it a little too much. So much that he told me I was a cheater, and that if I was really so loyal, I would have told him no and never did it. And he called me a slut and all these things. And because his dick was small, he felt emasculated because he wanted another man to fuck me. He flew 4,000 miles the next day to work things out and try to forgive me, in parentheses. And then he threatened to kill me and my son when he found out I told one of my friends about what he asked me to do. And then they said, men, am I right? That is insane.
I have so much I feel through that. I mean, if you start a relationship saying that's what you're into, and you know, I mean, are you ashamed that it turned you on? That she was fucking somebody? Like, I don't understand.
It sounds to me
like if she keeps asking you if it's okay and you keep saying yes.
It sounds to me like he had some personal demons he was trying to deal with because he had been cheated on.
He could have easily just said stop.
Well, it sounds like he was like trying to get somebody to like prove him wrong, you know what I mean? And like, I guess not do what he wanted. I don't know. Like, it sounds like a mind game to me, honestly. And that's scary. People like that need to like,
I'm not into sharing. So like, I could never be like that. But like,
absolutely not.
At the same time, if you start a relationship saying, oh, I'm into this, blah, 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 and then go off on her, but then fly all the way across the country to fix it with her, like, there's something deeper going on there.
Right? I literally, I have a couple friends, man, actually, who are in open relationships. And I feel like being friends with them, I've understood it a lot more. And I definitely, like, respect it more than I did. I couldn't share. But they don't view it the same as we do. Like, people who are legitimately in open relationships, they, like, feel like it's just sharing, like, more love. Like, the more love, the merrier. That's just how they view it. And it's not that they don't fight, like, jealous urges, because I've asked about that, too. But they, you know, like, they do have jealous urges and whatever. But it's just, like, subdued, I guess. Like, it's something that they learn to cope with and work through. And you have to be very, like, honest and open in that relationship to have an open relationship.
It's not for me.
So, I don't know.
Not for me.
I'm a Scorpio. I don't share. But,
I mean, I think if I had a friends with benefits and we were doing something like that, it'd be very, very different. But if we are in our serious relationship,
I'm just naturally a very monogamous person. I don't know. Like, when I like somebody, I pretty much hone in on them. You know what I mean? Like, I've tried to change my feelings on that, though, like, in the last year or so, because, honestly, I don't know. I was getting played at a couple points in my life, so I'm just, like, now I'm just, like, okay, I'm gonna handle things like a guy. Like, I'm single until you tell me that I'm not, basically.
I did the same thing in this relationship. Yeah. Now, he never, like, officially asked me, and then one day I was, like, okay, I was trying to, like, you know, be like, so I need to know where we're at. So I was like,
right,
so you're okay if I'm like going on other dates or talking to other guys? He's like, no. And I was like, oh, so we're together? He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, when did this happen?
Exactly.
But it's just because he never, like, but he's, see, like, I didn't know I had to make it official because we're spending all this time together. I'm like, yeah, right. But some people are just different. Like, you spend all this time with me, but you spend time with other girls.
Right, exactly. And, like, I feel like a lot of men are like that. So I don't know. Now I'm just like, unless you specify to me, I'm sorry. It is what it is. We're both out here playing the fields, big boy. But, like, I mean, naturally, though, I hate being like that because naturally I'm a very monogamous person. And once I like somebody, if I'm really feeling you, I don't want to talk to other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but at the same time, I'm not getting played again. So I will keep my options open.
As you should.
As you should.
All right. Do you want to share yours or you want to share mine first?
Yours is, let me share mine first, I guess, because yours is, like, the craziest, I think. So, like, one of them is just super short and sweet. It's something that...
Oh, you got two?
Well, a couple. They're really not that crazy, but for me, it was crazy.
You just made me think of another one when you said that.
For me, it was crazy. So, I've had sex at the ocean before.
Oh yeah.
At night with people walking around on the beach. Like, there were people out there.
Wait, didn't we share that? Didn't you say that?
I think I have said that, like, in an earlier episode at one point. So that's one of them. I think that was, like, probably that was a nice experience. It was cool. And then the other one was, so my ex's kind of father figure, his girlfriend's son, see if you can follow me, had an apartment. And I remember me and him went over there to, like, just hang out. Like, they were, like, friends or whatever. And this was back when we first started dating. And I didn't plan on this, you know, like, we weren't really doing a whole lot then, but we ended up, we stayed there for the weekend, and so we're, like, hanging out, watching movies, just having, like, fun, and we ended up hooking up, and the one dude, I don't know if it would be, like, kind of like a stepbrother situation or whatever, but he, like, walked in while we were doing it, just, and it was, like, standing in the doorway, just, like, trying to talk to us and watching us. It was so uncomfortable.
So it's not a crazy place, it's a crazy moment.
Yeah, it was a crazy moment. And then, like, when we were asleep, so his, like, I guess stepbrother type situation, it's not, like, officially, but kind of, I'll just call it that. He had a friend over, so it was, like, the four of us or whatever, and they had, like, another friend over earlier that day or whatever too. But that night his friend was, like, sleeping on the couch and we were both sleeping on the floor in, like, a pallet, you know what I mean? Like, we made up, like, a little blanket bed fort thing. And it was, like, late at night. Everybody was asleep. We thought his friend was asleep on the couch. So we, like, started having sex.
I mean, I've done that.
And his friend was, like, laying on the couch. And I guess his friend was awake the whole time watching us.
Hey, he was into it.
And then later told us, like, the next day, we were like, oh my God.
Hope you enjoyed the show, bro.
This was back when I was, like, young and, like, really cute, so.
You just gave me two more stories talking. Tell me why.
Oh, tell me why. So let's hear yours, Miss Crazy Thing, because, my God.
I don't know why. I thought of two different car ones. Okay. So, my ex, most recent, since I need to specify. So we loved going to the drive-in.
Okay.
I've
definitely partaken in some things.
I've actually had sex in the vehicle at a drive-in movie.
I feel like so many people do that.
I know. And, you know, you gotta be so discreet so your car's not moving. But it was during a scary movie, so it was, like, crazy. But it was just so cool. And, like, the windows are tinted so nobody could see in. And, you know, we were trying to be hidden. It was just, like, erotic, I guess. It was fun. But that was one of them. You know, people were around. I don't know what we were thinking. You know, whatever. We were just in the moment.
Hey, if the windows are tinted, I'm supporting it.
I don't know. I wish I could remember what movie it was, too. But, you know, I was occupied elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, two of the stories is the same person. I think I've told you the story, but not there. Not like anybody knows this one. It was Halloween night. A trick or treat. And it's still light out why everybody's trick or treating. And we're just having sex in the car.
Oh my God. Okay, I think I knew
people
about
are walking around trick or treating and we're trying to be so discreet. Windows are not tinted in this vehicle.
It's like a real life Halloween movie where like all the teenagers are like whores and they're just like having sex.
I'll be walking around and I'm like,
I love that for you.
But the same fellow, fat feller. No, this is a very old ex of mine, just in case people needed to know.
Considering our last episode.
Yes. So this one, oh boy. I did anything and everything he ever wanted me to. Everybody knows I was like, you know, woo, about the guy I lost virginity to. I did whatever he asked. The legit craziest place I have ever had sex is in a school stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
My kids, like, people are still there. Teachers are still there. Students are still there. Hiding under a stairwell and had sex.
And what's happening during this?
What do you mean what's happening? People are walking by. Nobody knows what's going on. Huh? What? Oh, well. Sorry, you guys got an awkward moment there. We would do it after school in the stairwell. But one time, we decided to meet at the talent show. One year. And went to our chosen stairwell and just decided to have sex during the talent show. And in the background is girls just want to have fun playing. Because somebody was performing a dance to that song. That's, and I will never forget it.
That is my favorite story.
And like, I cringe. I'm so cringed by the fact I ever did that. But the amount of times I did that is a little absurd.
I mean, hey, you're only young once.
How we never got caught, I will never understand.
You're very lucky.
And I'm so young and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I now know he listens, so what up, yo? But
what up, yo?
It's a very interesting time in my life. I was really crazy through high school. I simmered down after my children.
Weren't we all, man? Oh, God.
So, I hope you guys enjoy that. If any of you guys have any more, we'll totally share them. You just send them to us.
Yes, we wanted to just do like a episode where we just tell stories and just
have some fun.
Yeah. Girls just want to have fun.
Our first ever episode is titled Toys Just Want to Have Fun.
I know. We did that for a reason.
Oh, no. I like the song. I don't think about it when I hear the song. I did for a long time. But, I mean, good God, that was so long ago. All right, so we're gonna play a couple questions, just a couple, because
yeah, we have time for just a few, so
I gotta get up out of here and get my children.
Let's go speed round.
Oh God, sorry. This episode's all bloopery. Dogs barking, awkward silence, me burping.
I know.
Okay. Have you ever eaten ass? men's asses are so fucking hairy. No fucking way.
I would.
If it was, no, I can't, no. I've had mine eaten. I wouldn't do it.
I would. I would.
It's not for me.
If it's a clean guy.
You think a guy has a shaven butthole?
I just said clean. Do you have
sexual fetish?
Is that it? No. Do you have a sexual fantasy that you want to act out in real life? Jason Momoa.
That's a hard answer because, like, there are certain things I will watch and there are certain things I will think about and it turns me on, but, like, would I ever act on them? I do not know. I don't want to share. There are some things I'm like, would I? But then, like, I'm just such a jealous person that I don't know if I would act on them.
Like threesomes?
Sure. We'll go with that.
Well, interesting.
What is something non-sexual that your partner can do to turn you on? I already know my answer.
What is something non-sexual that your partner can do to turn you on?
Mm-hmm. Don't even not say it. Please say it.
It doesn't take much for me. Just to, like, I don't know. Can we tell you? What?
Flipping that hat backwards.
The hat?
Oh, God. The backwards hat, it just does something to you. It's a whole different view on that person.
Honestly, like, if I'm attracted to you...
Everything you do turns me on.
Like, yeah, anything that you literally do, I'm just like, whew.
I've been watching him pull... Okay, guys. We've been really sweating. I gotta share this. We've been sweating so bad out back putting up this pool, and we came in the other night to make dinner. Looked at him, I'm like, I don't know if I'm sweating or if I'm horny from watching you out back.
I don't know why when men are like outside working, way. It's hot. Let me see. Oh. Do you have any secret fetishes? I guess they won't be a secret anymore if you tell us.
I don't think so because I have been opened up to a whole new world I didn't know existed. So.
A whole new
dazzling place I never knew. I can't sing, guys. I never said I could. I don't really think I do. And if I do, it just happens.
I definitely do, but I'm not telling them.
Because it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Whatever. Are you... This goes back to another question. Have you ever had a threesome or are you open to it?
No, but I listen.
Talk about it. We think about it. We're both jealous.
We're scared. Yeah, we're scared. But I mean, how often do you masturbate?
Ooh, oh my God! All the
she
time.
Said all the time. I knew that was coming.
If it's not every day, it's because we're having sex. It's just I just need that release. Yes. Oh my God, hold on. Okay, we're gonna ask two more questions and then there's this little story I have to close with because I don't even know if I've told you yet and it was so funny that happened last weekend.
Okay,
all right, sorry. I don't know why masturbation made me think of it. Okay. Oh my God, do you tell your friends details about your sex life?
Yes.
I mean, fucking duh. Hello. Probably, podcast,
obviously. Too many. Let's see. Would you sell nudes for money?
I mean, it's kind of what OnlyFans is for, but I don't have one.
You'd sell foot pics for money.
Oh, absolutely. Feet pics in a heartbeat.
I mean, I don't know. I probably wouldn't, but like when I think about it, I'm like, that's stupid because I've literally sent them for free and those people did not deserve it.
That's such a good one. Okay. So, all right.
Tell I'm going to end it with a story.
I don't know if I told you yet. So we were having sex last weekend and I was on top and I am very into boob play. Like something about my boobs, my nipples, it just really, really turns me on. So he's done this new thing where like he doesn't nibble, like he bites. And like I don't know, like if I was not horny, it would hurt so bad. But the fact that I'm like so turned on, it like is so arousing, the harder he bites. However, I did breastfeed my son, who is now a year and a half, and I stopped breastfeeding at 6 months. So I don't know what's going on. But he bit so hard after we got done having sex. He goes, "Is your nipple bleeding?" And I was like, "No, why?" He's like, "I tasted something." And I go in the bathroom and I pinch my nipple and stuff comes out. And it looked like milk. Like, it looked like milk. It was, you know, like I was lactating. Oh. And I was like, "Oh my God." I'm like, "I know." You might have got booby milk in your mouth or after booby residue. Like, I don't know. I was like, "This is not happening. Why is this still coming out? I haven't breastfed in over a year."
Oh.
It was funny, though. He bit him the other night. Nothing happened. But yeah, it was. He's like, "Is your nipple bleeding?" No, just old milk or something.
Oh my God.
I don't understand why they're still like, why is it coming out at all? That was weird.
Oh my God.
But I know it's funny and awkward and, you know, but we love each other. We don't care. Life happens.
I mean, hey, that's a kink some people are into.
They are. You can sell your booby milk. Okay. Sorry. Just had to end with that. It was a great note. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed our crazy episode today. Our fun episode, whatever you want to call what we did today. Yes. I feel like I'm speed talking.
And thank you for everybody that wrote in. You guys are awesome.
Yes, we appreciate you sharing your stories with us because we may know who you are sending them in, but we will not ever tell anybody because we're just not those kind of people.
Yes, you're a
secret. We just share with each other. Yeah. Actually, some of the ones she read, I don't even know who they're from. We do keep everything very confidential.
Yes.
But please, please, please make sure you subscribe, rate, review, and keep telling your friends about us. Share our podcast with people.
Follow.
Yes, we will, you know, eventually start having people on here at some point, just whenever we're really ready and whenever it seems fitting. But if you do have anything you want us to talk about or any questions, you can email us at theraunchytruth@gmail.com. You can follow our Instagram page, which is called The Raunchy Truth, and you can send DMs to us if you would like instead of emails.
Absolutely.
Or you can follow our personal pages. Mine is Andy Williams.
And mine is Kelly_Lashaw, and it's LACHAT. Please don't butcher it.
And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.